This is Meryl Urish, and this is on Second Thought for Shire Network News. I woke up Friday morning to this news.
The Nobel Peace Prize for 2009 is to be awarded to President Barack Obama.
And my immediate response was, well...
What the hell was that?
No, really. Obama won the Nobel Peace Prize?
Let me be clear. I do not view it as a recognition of my own accomplishments.
What you talking about? What you talking about?
Seriously.
What the f*** is this?
The Nobel Peace Prize for 2009 is to be awarded to President Barack Obama.
What the f*** is with this guy? Who is he?
I am both surprised and deeply humbled by the decision of the Nobel Committee.
What you talking about,
huh? What the heck are you talking about?
What the hell?
With all due respect...
Yeah, I didn't believe it either. Barack Obama won the Nobel Peace Prize? For what exactly?
For his extraordinary efforts to strengthen international diplomacy and cooperation between peoples.
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about?
What the f*** is this?
Don't!
Really? This morning, as the news of the award sank in, I called a friend, and about every other sentence of mine to her was, what? I mean, what? The Nobel Peace Prize lost nearly all meaning the year that it was awarded to Yasser Arafat, the father of modern terrorism. But today, it has become devoid of all meaning. It was given to a man not for what he has done, but what he might do in the future. It was awarded to a president who has accomplished pretty much, nothing. He was a senator who accomplished, well, not much. His record is empty. The man is hollow inside. He has managed to screw up the Middle East peace process so much that his approval rating is 4% in Israel. That is within the margin of error, which means it's entirely possible that no one in the entire state of Israel really approves of him. Obama has refused to come out strongly in favor of the Iranian protest movement, and his State Department just refused to fund the group that catalogs the Iranian regime's human rights abuses against the protesters. The regime has just handed down its first death penalty against those protesters, so now is the time when that money is imperative. But Obama is refusing to help. The Arab nations refuse to make any effort whatsoever, even symbolic, towards peace with Israel. North Korea fired more missiles capable of carrying nuclear warheads. Iran publicly revealed the existence of yet another uranium enrichment facility because it found out that the West already knew about it. The father of the Pakistani nuclear program, who also happens to be the man who sold nuclear technology to North Korea, Iran, and Syria, is no longer under house arrest in Pakistan. And the Nobel Peace Prize Committee gave Obama the prize for, let's hear that again, please.
For his extraordinary efforts to strengthen international diplomacy and cooperation between peoples.
So, basically, the Nobel Peace Prize Committee is full of morons who can't even keep up with current events. I foresee teenagers all over the world using the Obama Peace Prize as an excuse to get away without doing chores, homework, or anything else their parents ask them to do. Hey, I went to my fitness club today and told the college girl behind the counter that I wasn't going to exercise anymore to lose weight. I was just going to hope to exercise in the future and lose weight anyway. It's the Obama Nobel way. Get a prize for thinking about doing something or for giving a fancy speech about it. On my blog Friday morning, I christened our 44th president the Miss America president. He looks pretty, he speaks nicely on deep subjects, but not too deeply, and he has to pull out a bit of talent for the competition now and then. But ultimately, he's just another smiling face trying to win the prize. And now he has the Nobel Peace Prize for doing, well, nothing.